to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Discover Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Trish Murray, physician, best-selling author, and the Health Catalyst speaker, and I am so excited to have Jim Chaput today with me on our show. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Jim, I'm going to read your bio, and then we're going to kind of get right into it, okay?
Sounds great.
Great. So, Jim Chaput, after a 19-year career of financial services, left a leadership position to focus on health and fitness. Jim is a master practitioner of applied movement neurology, and he holds certificates in applied functional science and 3D maps from the Gray Institute. His passion is empowering people to help resolve pain, tension, and insomnia that prevents them from living well. Jim is also one of our Discover Health Movement membership instructors. He teaches our Movement for Longevity class. So the title and focus of our discussion today is understanding how your brain affects your movement. So Jim, the first question I love to just break the ice with and give people even more about your background and the personal input is, you know, what brought you to where you are today? What caused, you know, what was your journey? What caused you to leave a 19-year career in the financial services to pivot completely from, you know, auditing of taxes and things or auditing companies to focusing on health and fitness?
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here. And yeah, my journey was, I think in some ways typical of other corporate people. How it started is, you know, I was a really active person through my college years and in my initial years in corporate. But then, as you know, I got caught up in the rat race. I kind of left some of my fitness and behind and health. And I had a couple of big moments that shaped where I am today. And one of them was realizing one day that I just didn't feel great. Like I just got to the point where every time I ate, I just really didn't feel well and realized, wow, I've gained 40 pounds in the last 10 years. So maybe I need to do something. So, you know, I just started with getting back into shape. I started with weight training and, you know, started just doing that a few times a week and started to get some good results. And then I'd, you know, a couple months down the line, I'd realize, I guess I got to do a little more. Maybe I need to watch how I eat. And I would just make a little change and then a couple of months start make another change. And I just kept progressing like that. When I would plateau, I'd say, okay, I got to be a little more serious and do something more. So one of the big things that, so that was my first big change, is realizing how bad I felt. And then the next thing that happened was I found CrossFit, which some people might have heard of it. It's, you know, constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity, which means, you know, doing a lot of different things, usually at high intensity and really getting into great shape. And it did. I mean, it was amazing. You know, probably a year or so after I started doing CrossFit, I had actually moved to London a couple of months ahead of my wife, Trish. And when she came out to London, like the last couple of months she hadn't seen me, I had transformed and she almost walked past me at the airport. Like, this was so shocking to her that I had got back to my good weight, right? So CrossFit was that, you know, final thing that really pushed me to get my health back. And so that was the second big thing. And then the third big thing that happened to me was while I was still doing CrossFit, living in London, and I went out to Singapore to do this movement camp with a lot of different stuff. Just try something new and explore movement and whatnot. And I tell you, I was getting my butt kicked from everyone, including a 60-year-old woman I was teamed up with at some point, because I was really fit, but I moved badly. I was really tight, you know, just not very limber at all. So even though I was at the fittest in my life, I could not do some of these basic things that these other people that they weren't really fit, but they knew how to move, like people that had done, you know, Tai Chi and karate and judo, were just, I couldn't believe how well everyone could move, how much better they could move than me. And that's when I started, you know, looking into my own movement practice, and I started studying with the Gray Institute, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, and just focus on more movement quality. Did that for a while, and then I think it was a couple years later, I was doing another movement camps, and I saw an advertisement for this applied movement neurology. They were looking for case studies to people with chronic tightness and whatnot, so I said, that's me. So I went for a series of treatments, and this guy, the founder, Dave, I thought he was a magician. I would walk into this session, he'd say, okay, well, you know, just reach down and touch your toes. And I wouldn't even come close to the ground. And then he'd do some weird stuff, touching different parts of my head and tapping on my body. Okay, now try it. And, you know, within a couple of minutes with no warm up or anything, I would suddenly be, you know, touching the ground with no problem. And I thought, what is going on here? And it was all brain-based. So, you know, those couple of things just got me absolutely convinced that this was just amazing stuff that I needed to know more about. And I started training in it. And the more I learned about this stuff, the more I realized I can help people with this stuff. That's what I need to be doing. And once I made that decision, I just couldn't keep going with the corporate stuff. Like the corporate stuff was, I loved it for so long, but then once I saw a better path, a more fulfilling path, I had to let it go.
You know, Jim, that's such a wonderful story, and it's such a perfect example of how life is a journey and health is a journey. And it's not an overnight, you know, waha, this is the answer and this is what you do. It takes time and it takes steps, but people have to make a decision, you know, that living the typical American lifestyle, whether it be corporate or whether it be non-corporate, or the idea of just, you know, we get so focused in our 30s and into our 40s around work and life and family and finances and this and that, and it's like we lose sight of our own health, and it takes time and it takes focus and it takes dedication to get it back. And then we find out, wow, this brings me joy and this brings me health and it makes me happy. And then we can't live in the life we've been living before, such as our jobs. You know, my example with the traditional medical model, I was trained in the traditional medical model. I worked for a large institution, and it wasn't too many years in when I started learning about functional medicine and alternative or complementary or integrative concepts. I'm like, you know, if research is supporting these two, why aren't we blending things? Why aren't we helping each individual figure out what they need? And that led me down my journey. So we all have our journey, and I just love that first question I always ask everybody. So let's help people understand some of the modalities you've trained in and their backgrounds and what they are. So what is applied movement neurology? Should we start there with that? What's that?
Yeah. So applied movement neurology it's primarily a system that's used for therapy. So I call myself a movement therapist, and, you know, different practitioners use it. So even a practitioner like yourself could train in this system and integrate it into your own practice. You have physical therapists and various other people that use it. And it's based partly from functional neurology, and then uses some complex movement and some concepts from traditional Chinese medicine. And it's really about activating different parts of your brain and see how your body responds. So, you know, normally what you would expect is if you're a healthy individual and everything's functioning well, if you activate a particular brain pathway, your body should just go on as normal. But sometimes if there's something wrong, for example, you know, if you've got lesions or you've just got a dysfunction in, say, your balance system, if you activate a certain pathway, your body will tend to either relax or exhibit some sign of there's something wrong there. So applied movement neurology is a system by which you can interrogate a person's nervous system to see what does this person need at this time to actually improve their function. So, you know, it's the main way I use that is one-to-one sessions, but I do use some of it in the group sessions in the movement for longevity class, because some of the concepts you can actually, for some of the things, you can teach someone quickly how to activate a certain pathway and just see how their body responds. So, you know, if I reach down and touch my toes and see, okay, well, where am I at the moment? If I activate a particular pathway, if I then reach and can reach a lot further, that tells me my system said, ooh, what did you just do there? That pathway, something's not going right. And then I just teach people, say, hey, let's try this real quick. And then you retest. And if you get a normal response after the retest, that drill we just did helped your brain function. So that's one of the ways I use the applied movement neurology in the group class. And then, you know, for some situations, you need more than that. You need a one-to-one session, but I've seen some great results with people of just doing some of these simple drills and have people quickly get improvements, even though they didn't get a one-to-one session.
And I love that at the beginning of class, you know, every beginning of the class, the movement for longevity class that Jim teaches for us at Discover Health Movement Membership, he teaches each time like it's the first time we've done it, but the idea is he shows us two different exercises, as he says, reaching down to touch the floor or your toes or however far you can reach. And then also you do another one where we sort of turn our torsos. But then we do exercises throughout the class. And what I think you're saying is that which exercises seem to relax and enhance our pathways from our brain to our improve our movement, and which exercises might challenge it and make it more difficult. Is that correct?
Yeah, so once you have your baseline, the way I look at it is that if you do a drill and you then can reach further or twist further, it's showing at least a mild deficiency in your system, and that drill that you did will bring that thing either back to normal or will improve it. In some cases, what happens is you do the drill and then you actually can't reach as far as you could have, like you got worse, right? What that shows is there's actually a more significant deficiency. Your system actually got stressed out just from activating that thing or doing that drill. So it's something you really need to improve, but you have to be careful how you use it, because that improvement is a bit stressful. So it's, yeah, that's, and you know, as you said, I show it every time, because one of the things is that I show it because I don't know if someone who's watching the recording, say it's the first one they're seeing, or if I have a new person in class that I'm not sure about, then, you know, making sure everyone has the same knowledge to start with. And yeah, I use it every day. It's one of these things, right, that I teach it in the group class. And one of the reasons why I teach it is because it's so great. You learn over time, you get such this great body awareness that you know exactly how your body's feeling based on what you're doing. So if I go to the gym, I walk in, we're getting ready to warm up. The first thing I actually do is I test my own range of motion. Am I at my normal? And if I'm not, if I'm a bit, my system's a bit stressed out, I'll actually do a quick drill or two just to relax my system. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to warm up. And then we'll warm up. But this is one of the challenges with group exercise classes is what we're doing right for everyone in the class? Well, I don't know. So if we do something in the warm up, before I start doing my main work of the workout, I'll check myself again, because what if we ended the warm up on something that really stressed me out? I don't want to go try to pick up something heavy when I'm really stressed out. I want to make sure I'm at my optimal for that moment. So that's sort of, you know, it is about empowering people to know your own readiness state and then be able to affect your own readiness state and improve your readiness right at that moment because you know which drills are the ones you need.
And that's so important. There's so many people, Jim, over the years that some people are very in tune with their bodies. And when they go into a gym, they can say to themselves, you know, I'm not feeling my best today. I'm here, but I'm just going to sort of run through the motions. Whereas a lot of other people don't have that insight a lot of the times, and they'll push themselves too hard and end up getting hurt. And then they end up in my office or your office. And the idea is if people simply had a tool that takes less than 10 seconds to do and say to themselves, oh, I'm not even at my norm right now. I can't even go past my knees, let's say, you know, to bend forward. Wow, I need to do something to relax my system and make sure I'm prepared for today's workout before you dive into the definitive workout. So that tool alone, which you teach at every class, and repetition is so important that we get it. You know, the first time we're ever introduced to something, so many times we may do it, but we may not truly understand why or how to utilize it in our lives. The more people take the classes, especially your class, Movement for Longevity, and they learn this again and again, they start to then, oh, I get it, and how to use it, because that's what's so important. So now, what is applied functional science, and how does that, you know, help you? How did that lead? Because I guess you did that first, and then you did worked into the applied movement neurology. So tell us about applied functional science and what that is.
Yeah, so my initial studies were with the Gray Institute, and I got the certificate in applied functional science. And applied functional science is looking at the body in a holistic way and saying that anytime we look at movement, we have to recognize that you have to consider gravity, mass and momentum, ground reaction force, in the chain reactions that occur through the body through any movement. So a lot of the stuff in applied functional science is looking at simple things like walking or lunges and seeing the chain reactions that occur when you do those movements. So, you know, if you imagine if you just are standing there and you take a step forward, lunging with one foot and then bring it back, a lot is happening in that movement. And in fact, there's a chain reaction through your whole body as you're walking. So applied functional science, it teaches you just the principles of how that works and how to evaluate when you see someone moving, you know, where is their deficiency? Like if you look at these different chain reactions, what's going on there? What can I do to help fix it? And a lot of the things, many of the movements I use in the Movement for Longevity class come from either the same movements the Gray Institute uses or the concept. So a lot of it, the big thing that I got from the Gray Institute is the importance of three-dimensional movement. So in many of the movements, and you've been to class, so you know, is we'll do movements going forward to backwards, but then we'll also go side to side, and then we'll do rotation as well. Because in real life, our body moves through all three different planes of motion. And one of the challenges that many of us had, depending on our backgrounds, is we tend to focus mostly on that forward, backward plane, and we do hardly anything in the other planes. And then over time, we get these deficiencies that we don't even realize until something goes wrong and your body's completely unprepared to deal with this unexpected thing. So that's one of the ways I help prepare people for the future is using drills in class to push people through the other ranges of motion and find out, okay, well, where are you deficient and how can you correct that? And that's a lot of that stuff comes from my Gray Institute training.
And that's such an important thing for people to understand. The idea that, yeah, the whether we're talking, there's two, you know, there's three holistic systems of the body, the vascular system, the nervous system, and the fascial system. And really with applied movement neurology, obviously you're focused on the brain and the nervous system. When I talk about in my book, No More Band-Aids 2.0, Finding Answers in a Broken Medical System, in my chapter entitled The Missing Link to Healthy Aging, I'm focusing on the fascial system. We work on both of those systems through Discover Health Movement membership. And the idea is that both the nervous system and the fascial system can get patterned. And they can get patterned, like you're saying, in this one-dimensional rather than three-dimensional, like this backward, forward, mm-hmm. linear movement, rather than the brain and the nervous system and the fascial system understanding and realizing and being exercised in rotation as well as side bending, as well as forward and backward. So we just need to be able to be reminded that we have to keep all of these in mind. Discover Movement will enhance your mobility, build strength, improve balance, and enable you to move with confidence and ease. To register, please visit our Discover Health online shop at members.discoverhealthfmc.com. So what is the Gray Institute and 3D maps? Talk about that.
Okay, so the Gray Institute is this is the organization that provides the training in applied functional science, and then 3D maps was an additional training course that they created later after the CAVS original CAVS, and that the 3D maps gives you a series of movements and chain reactions to use that if you take someone through these different chain reactions and you see where are they most successful and where are they least successful, it helps you pinpoint where you have some of these challenges. And then it complements the applied functional science. So it's all of the Gray Institute training uses applied functional science, but the 3D MAPS certificate and the applied functional science certificate complement each other. So what happens is you can use the 3D maps, take someone through the movements and say, okay, where are they most successful? Where are they less successful? It helps you pinpoint where they have some challenges and you can use those things to improve it. And then if you need to get more into isolating and figuring out more specific strategies that if you are not able to fully resolve the issues using the 3D maps things, the CAFS, CAFS certificate gives you a lot more specific tools to use, more isolated movements, breaking things down. So those are quite complementary. And I use both basically in the movement for longevity. So I take parts of each and I take things from applied movement neurology. I kind of pick and choose and get a combination of different things to get to each class. And each class has some of the same stuff and then has some different stuff. So what I do is I have a foundation of, a handful of things that they're just the best things I've ever found. And because of that, you see them in almost every class. But then I'm always picking a couple of different things that are going to be new to people to figure out, well, maybe this is the one that this person really needs. So let's keep exploring. So instead of just doing the same stuff all the time, it's like, well, let's do stuff that we know that works, but let's keep looking for stuff that might even work better.
So give us some examples, Jim. Let's talk specifically about the movement for longevity classes. What are some of the exercises that you do on a regular basis? And then give us an example of how you might throw a monkey wrench or, add something different for folks.
Yeah. So, each class starts with a bit of a warm up and, some of the warm ups might be just, taking your arms and swinging them up over your head and behind you and side to side and rotating and just getting that spine moving, getting that fascia mobilized a bit. And other times we might do that same spine mobilization laying on the floor and just sometimes actually a position of stability and safety of being on the floor might allow you to feel things that you didn't feel when you were standing up. And other times we might even do it seated. So I'm always looking for different options. You know, some people might struggle to do some of the exercises while they're standing up. So I give them an option. Okay, if you need to do it while you're in a chair, this is how you do it. Other things I do, I love functional movements, things that will help you every day. So one of the favorite things that I like to do is get people getting down to the floor and getting back up. And, you know, sometimes I keep it simple and just say, you know, get down however you like and get back up and okay, you know, just try it a slightly different way. And other times I mix it up. A couple of weeks ago, we did one where we first, okay, what if you had to get down to the floor by moving forward? Okay, what if you had to do it by moving backwards? What if you could only move to the right? What if you could only move to the left? What if you had to spin in a circle in either direction? And, you know, you do that for 5 or 10 minutes, and it's actually surprising how good of a workout it is. But it's so good because many of the people that come to class, when they first come to class, they're not confident about getting down to the floor. But after a few weeks, it's amazing to see these people just, they don't even think anything of it anymore. It's easy. They just within a few weeks, they get this confidence that they just lacked before that.
Which is such amazing to see, because I take your class regularly. And first of all, to get up and down off the floor, you know, as decades go by, it gets a little more focused. I mean, I used to do it without thinking, and now I have to kind of think about it. But I'm still pretty darn good at it. But to tell you the truth, like you say, it's the idea of I can usually, I'm right-hand dominant, let's say. So I can go to the right very easily. But for me to go to the left feels really awkward. So, And you notice again, when we're done, like when I've gone to the left, and then I get up and I go to touch my toes, I can't quite get as far back to that tool in the beginning. Versus if I go to the right and do something my brain, my nervous system, my fascia is used to, it doesn't tax my system at all. So I can go down and touch the floor again. So again, folks, this idea of the tools to know what's taxing your system and the tools to tell you which isn't enough, let's say, because it's not taxing you or pushing you very hard in a workout. So by the end of the class, I mean, I've been an elite athlete in my life, and so has Jim, and I've taken a class with you and another gentleman, you know, where it was just three or four of us he'd been a professional skier. And during that class, by the end of it, we were all pretty exhausted, even though what we were working on was the things you're saying. But then also during a typical class of Movement for Longevity, who are the typical folks coming to take the class, and who should be in the class, Jim? And then can anyone take the class?
Yeah, I would say, you know, most of the people I see in class are probably baby boomers, I would say. You know, we occasionally get some younger people or older people. I mean, I've had people in their 90s in the class. And, you know, I would say, you know, the one thing is, for everything I ask people to do, I will offer a slightly easier version, or if someone needs it, a more difficult version. So, you know, when I get someone very athletic in the class, like the skier that you mentioned, I often will give some options to make it a bit more challenging for him. And then for other people, I might say, okay, you know, instead of getting down to the floor, I'm actually going to show you different ways to get down to a chair and back up, because that's a progression. And when you can suddenly do all these different ways to get down to a chair slowly and control, you actually get stronger. And over time, you'll get the confidence to go to a lower chair and even lower, maybe to a stair. And you might even get to the floor at some point. So, you know, I think anyone can come to the class. And I have actually run this class at the CrossFit gym, and there's quite a lot of young fit people there, and they got a lot of benefit from it as well. So, you know, even if you're quite fit, you could still get some really great benefits from improving your balance system and just challenging yourself with these novel movements. I think that's one of the things actually that I really push for, is adding enough complexity to the class that you have to pay attention, because that's going to help with your brain health. And one of the things that, you know, I'm thinking about is and concerned about for people is cognitive decline. So if I can get you sometimes doing stuff that's not physically difficult, but is a little bit mentally challenging, that's going to help your brain health. And I think, you know, the things that would make the class more challenging would be if you suffer from, say, vertigo or really significant balance issues, you can come to class, but I give you some specific things that you have to consider, because you want to be careful that you don't drive your vestibular system, your balance system too hard if you've got those things. But some of the things we do in class will really help those things. So you definitely have to be more cautious if you've got, you know, mobility issues or balance issues, but you can come to class and I will help you improve. It's just, we're going to be a little more conservative on the movements in those cases.
Jim, you know, that's why we chose this class. You know, Movement for Longevity says it, meaning we're working with people of all ages, but predominantly older folks, as we're decade after decade, we're feeling our age. You know, Discover Health Movement membership wasn't set up for the 20-year-old. It was set up for the 40-something and above that's starting to feel our age. And then, you know, as we age, we want to be able to move in the world and optimize our ability to move and our brain function and our nervous system function and our body's movement. So that's exactly what we're doing, folks. And you don't have to be someone that comes from a background of elite athletics in any way, shape, or form. People come that have come from all facets of life, and they just want to make sure they can still move. We've had people that have had injuries that have kept them from being able to move. And for example, I can think of two different people in your class, Jim, that within 3 weeks said they now can get up and down off the floor, and they hadn't been able to do it prior to coming to your class. I've had people say that they couldn't go for a walk because they had concerns about their leg pain or their balance, and now they can do it and comfortably and without fear that they're going to fall down, particularly because of your class, which is, again, Movement for Longevity. So how quickly will people see improvements?
So this is one of the great things, is that in some cases, you will actually see improvement just in the first class, especially some of these people that have minor issues in their balance system. Sometimes a drill will do, like just getting someone to spin a little bit. And if you find the right drill for someone, even doing that drill in that one class can get you some sustained improvement. With some of the longer term issues, what we've definitely seen is 3 to 4 weeks of class, you get big differences. So one of the things we do in classes at each class is I have people test their balance just to get a baseline to say, well, how do you know how well your balance system is working? Here's an easy version of a balance test. If that feels okay, I give a couple of harder versions to try. And most of us with one of those harder versions will start to struggle and you get an idea. And I had a woman, the first time she came to class, when she tried the more challenging balance position, she had to use a wall to support herself to get in the position. And if she took her finger off the wall, she couldn't do it at all. And then she came to class, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And then 1 week she came to class and she said, "Hey Jim, look at this." And she got into the more challenging balance position, no wall, and held it. She couldn't quite get to the point yet where she could close her eyes and still be really good balance. But I mean, just in a few weeks, she got to a point where she suddenly was confident she could do this thing that was impossible the month before. So yeah, I mean, it's amazing sometimes how quickly things can improve. And part of it is because you might have deficiencies that you're not really aware of because you're not exploring these more challenging movements. And when you do, your system actually can adapt quite quickly.
And then what do you expect of people, and what do they need to do between classes? Do they need to do anything?
Ideally, what I suggest to people is if you could just do 10 minutes a day between classes, you'll get much faster results. So the way I think of it is if you could do one class a week, and then if you only came to movement for longevity, and I'm not going to see you again, and you're not going to do another class until the next week, then try to do 10 minutes a day. And what you'll get is, you know, it's that use it or lose it principle, right? That if you actually remind your system of these things every day, even if it's only for 10 minutes or sometimes even less, your system starts to recognize, oh, that's important to you. You keep doing that. I guess we need to keep that. Whereas sometimes if you come to class once a week, that you'll sustain the benefits for a bit, but then maybe it starts to degrade again, and then you'll freshen it back up at the next class, and you'll keep going through that cycle, and it will stick after a certain point, but you'll get there much faster if you do that 10 minutes a day. And even what I tell people is, you know, just find two or three drills from class that you know work really well for you. Just do those. Don't worry about everything else. You don't have to do an hour. If you come to class and you find two or three drills that work really well for you, just do those two or three drills every day. And what you'll find is in a couple of weeks, you need new drills because those ones are too easy now. And then that's how we get these people 3 or 4 weeks later, they can't believe it. I mean, I have people that struggle to get down to the floor, and then a few months later, one of them is now practicing getting down to the floor, not using his hands. This is someone who could not get down to the floor comfortably and now is like, oh, I'm going to try no hands and see how that goes. It's, I mean, that's how quickly you can get big improvements.
Yeah, and I see it every week with people, and it's just amazing, and it makes my heart sing. So Jim, let's talk to folks and make sure they understand Discover Health Movement membership. So what is it, and what are the classes, and how is it presented? Do people have to come to a specific place, or is it online? Let's have people understand it.
Yeah, so I think what we've come up with is very flexible, and it's great no matter what your schedule is, because you have three different classes. You have the movement for longevity that I do, you have the self-myofascial release, and then you have Discover Yoga. So you get three different classes each week. You can attend the class live, but if it doesn't work with your schedule, you can access the recording instead. And the great thing is, you can look back at any of the previous recordings. So what you could do is say, oh, I remember there was that class that we did this, you know, spent 10 minutes getting down on the floor and back up. I want to do that routine again so that I can just search on the archive and go find that video and watch either the whole video or just even go to that section. So it's fantastic. I mean, you know, we get a small group of people that religiously attend the live classes, but then we have a lot of people who say, you know, I can't make the live class, but I've been watching the recordings and keep doing what you're doing because it's working really well for me.
Yeah, and all of it, folks, is online. You don't have to leave your home. So, of course, we went to this with the beginnings of COVID-19 back in March. But, you know, the idea is we are just doing all of this online. And I even saw, a question in an email today. Will fitness classes even move back to in person after COVID-19 is finally dealt with, you know, in the essence of a vaccine and all that kind of thing? We're not there yet. But at some point we will, and life will go back to normal, quote unquote normal. But the idea is people are becoming so used to doing these online classes, and they're so effective, and you don't have to get in your car and drive somewhere and then get out of the car and bring your equipment and everything else. You're just at your house. So that's how this is. It's all online, folks. The three classes a week, 12 classes a month. And you get, as Jim has pointed out, if you can't make it during the live classes, then you get it all recorded and you can do it at your leisure. So it's just an amazing value. So Jim, where do folks go to learn more? How do they check this out? We have heads, but.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go to that discoverhealthfmc.com and then do slash in hashtag movement or pound movement, it will take you to the page with the info. There's a little taster video on there and you can get signed up. And I mean, I agree with you. I think this is an amazing value. You know, if you only want access to the recordings, about $25 a month. And if you want the live classes and the recordings, you know, $30 a month. I mean, it's, to me, I sometimes think we're crazy actually, because it's just so cheap. But at the same time, it, you know, we started this with COVID and it's like, okay, we need to make it really accessible to people. People need something, you know, people are stuck in their houses. We want to keep people moving and get people still feeling healthy. So let's make it as accessible as we can. And yeah, I, honestly, it's just a fantastic value. And one of the things I tell people in my class is, you know, if you're doing something, you feel like, oh, you know, this movement's really giving me some issues. It's like, okay, well, you know, maybe you've got really tight hamstrings. Go check the self-myofascial release and find one that deals with the hamstring. And then you can go watch that video and you can work out those kinks and then go back to your movement and say, oh, okay, now my movement's feeling better because I worked on that tissue. So, and same thing, you know, discover yoga. You might find, oh, I've, you know, been working hard all week. I need a nice relaxing session. Just go through some flow yoga. And, you know, if you're doing the yoga class and you realize, oh, I'm really struggling with this movement, you can go search one of the other classes to see what's the thing that I need that's going to help me with this other thing. So our three classes complement each other quite well, because each class does things a bit differently, but they all will either, you know, help your fascia and your tissue, your brain health, or both. So it's, you know, if you can make all three, that's amazing. But if you can't, you know, you have the video option to always go back to the one that you missed, and you can play around with combinations of the classes to see what works best for you.
And that's exactly it. And why we put this together and why it was a brainchild is to understand, so people can understand how their brain affects their movement, and that you can optimize your ability to move so that you can continue to be able to play with your kids, play with your grandkids, move and do the things you want to do in your life so that you have a high quality of life for as long as you want. So Jim, this has been awesome. Thanks for being on the show. The last question I always like to ask all of my guests is, what's your number one secret for living a healthy life?
Yeah, I think for me, it's learning to listen to your body. Because the lesson I learned back when I started, you know, changing the direction of my own journey was, you know, recognizing that I just didn't feel well. And then over time, what I've learned is, if I just pay attention to how I'm feeling, I know whether things are working for me or not. So as I'm doing different things, so one of the, I'll give you a couple of examples. If I stay up late, I don't feel great the next morning. And I've learned over time that I got to be honest with myself. Even if I like staying up late, I always feel best if I get to bed by about 10:30. The further I get past 10:30, I just don't feel as good. So I just got to be honest with myself and say, you know what? I need to do what I need to do, get it done, get to bed by 10:30, then I feel good. And it's the same thing with food. If I make healthy choices with my food, I feel really good. The more I stray from that path and just do whatever, like if I'm in a rush and just grab something real quick and I'm like, oh, I don't really feel that good. It's just learning to pay attention is a great guide for what you should be doing. And, you know, it's not necessarily about that you're going to know everything right away, but if you just start paying attention and listen to those signals and make small changes, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you can just feel a whole lot better.
Jim, thanks. That's just such awesome advice. Again, we've talked about it a little bit before today, and the idea of just being aware and actually cluing in to your own feelings and how you feel and asking yourself, how am I feeling today and why? And over time, it's like anything else, it's a journey. You're going to start to learn what are the things that make me feel well and what are the things that don't make me feel well, such as times that I go to bed or things that I eat or things that I drink or whatever, or the people I hang out with sometimes, all of those things. So that's awesome. So thanks, folks, for being on this episode of Discover Health Podcast, understanding how your brain affects your movement. And make sure you go to discoverhealthfmc.com/movement and learn all about and sign up for Discover Health Movement membership and improve your quality of movement. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time so you can truly live and play as long as you want.